Welcome back to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name is Jen. And on today's show, we're going to talk about how rocks can remind us of God's faithfulness. So stay tuned.
Got mad skills? Now hone them. Learn new skills or improve your existing ones with online video tutorials and training from lynda.com through our special link at cat5.tv/lynda. Learn software, technology, creative, and business skills you can use today to help you achieve your professional goals. Join today and start learning. We'll give you this chance to try it absolutely free with unlimited access to all of the courses. Sign up now for free, cat5.tv/lynda.
Welcome back to New Every Day. So glad that you've tuned in. And it's almost Christmas time, and last week we introduced an opportunity that you can help us out, of how you can help us out by donating to actually keep our show on the air, keep the episodes coming. We're so thankful to do this, but again, it does require some money. We're so thankful for Robbie Ferguson and Category 5 TV. Robbie's our producer and editor of the show, and it's all voluntary, right, Jen?
So yes, it is.
We need to be able to keep it going. So we would love for you to go onto our website, neweveryday.tv, click on our partners page, and you can go to Amazon from there and do some Christmas shopping. Hey, Jen?
Do some Christmas shopping or just regular everyday shopping. I have just found out that you can buy shampoo from Amazon.
Come on.
I know. So if you need something, just go through our website into Amazon. There's also a wide variety of other partners on our website as well that you can check out.
Lots and lots.
So please take a moment and go to our website, check them out. Maybe you need fresh razors, or maybe you need to create
design a t-shirt.
I know.
Right? Who doesn't need that?
Who doesn't? Actually, a friend of mine made me a t-shirt. So
oh,
cool.
Oh, yeah, the World Traveler one.
The World Traveler one.
Yes.
So anyways, it just lets your creative side blossom. So if you need to buy some shampoo or to let your creative side blossom, check out our website.
NewEveryday.tv. The other opportunity that you have to help us out is by donating 25 cents per episode. That's $1 a month. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/category5, and Robbie's going to make that appear at the bottom of the screen. And from there, you can set up an account where 25 cents will come off your credit card. It'll be $1 a month, 25 cents per episode. And in that way, you can really help us out. Our viewership has grown so much, which we are so thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
And we would so appreciate the help. So, without further ado,
rocks.
We're talking about rocks.
Rocks.
Rock on.
And what's interesting is on my desk in my previous office, I had three rocks that I had picked up when I was in New Brunswick. And I had them in the form of a snowman because it was one on top of another. But it reminded me of my trip to New Brunswick my spiritual dad, because we went on a course together down there, and we went for a walk with some friends, and I picked up these rocks, but they reminded me of my trip down there. So every time I looked at those rocks, I was like, oh yeah.
You thought about the people you were with.
I thought about walking along the water, and how we actually climbed over some logs, and I think we had lobster on that trip.
Nice.
For the first time, and it was just so cool. Like, those rocks reminded me of that time.
Yeah.
And
people often do that with sand, actually. You know, they'll bring sand back from Florida or Myrtle Beach or wherever they go.
Yeah.
To remind them of the trip.
Yes. And then my little cousin Mary had given me some rocks, and they went into the back of my car, and they lived there for a really long time, and everybody would get in and say, why are these rocks here? I'm like, well, they're from Mary. She's like, and they'd be like, you want them here? I'm like, yep, because they remind me of Mary.
And so you kept thinking of her every time that they were mentioned.
I kept thinking about her every time they were mentioned. And so that's why when we talk about rocks and how they help us remember in my life, they really have helped me.
The rocks really have.
Yes.
Hasn't been rocks in my life. But we were talking last week about the value of reflecting and remembering God's goodness in our lives. And sometimes that's taking a minute to just think about the random things that have happened through the day and allowing Holy Spirit to remind you of God's goodness and the things that you need to be thankful for. And Jen, in the Old Testament, the Israelites were told to remember. Yes. And they did that in a special way. Do you want to tell them?
Well, they would set up a rock. When Jacob left his family and went in search of his mother's brother, Laban, and his family, he actually met God, and he set up a rock and poured oil on it, and he called it Bethel. And so he set up that rock, and that was to remind him that he had met with God there.
Right.
And then when the Israelites crossed over into the Jordan, they also were told to pick up some rocks from the center of the Jordan River where it had bunched all up. And they were to pick up rocks and make a pile so that they would remember what had happened. So let me just read that. This is from Joshua 4. After all the people had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe. Tell them to get 12 rocks from the middle of the river from where the priest stood. Carry the rocks and put them down where you stay tonight." So Joshua chose one man from each tribe. Then he called the 12 men together and said to them, "Go out into the river where the ark of the Lord your God is. Each of you bring back one rock for one for each tribe of Israel and carry it on your shoulder." Ooh. Those are big rocks. Okay. "They will be a sign among you. In the future, your children will ask you, 'What do these rocks mean?' Tell them the water stopped flowing in the Jordan when the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord crossed the river. These rocks will always remind the Israelites of this." So the Israelites obeyed Joshua and carried 12 rocks from the middle of the Jordan River, one rock for each of the 12 tribes of Israel, just as the Lord had commanded Joshua. They carried the rocks with them and put them down where they made their camp. Joshua also put 12 rocks in the middle of the Jordan River, where the priest has stood while carrying the Ark of the Agreement. These rocks are still there today.
So every time they passed by that place, they'd be reminded of the event that happened there, right?
Yes. And I loved it because it said, "And when your children ask, then you can tell them." And so it was part of the passing on of how faithful God had been. So they set up a sign, right, for future generations. So the purpose was for the people to actually pass their children by it so the parents could teach their children about God's faithfulness. So it's like when we reflect, we actually can take those stories and share with our kids, with our family, with our friends, God's faithfulness. Revelation 12:11 says, "By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, they overcame the evil one." And they were, we often leave off the end of that, so I'm going to find it and read it word for word because I don't want you to just think it's that easy. It says, "They did not love their lives so much that they were afraid of death." So they were willing to share their testimony to the point of death for the purpose of overcoming the evil one. The pile of rocks caused the parents to share their story with God, which is so interesting. It's like, so my question, you know, for me is like, what are those things in my life that are like piles of rock that will cause people to ask questions to me? What is that? And then I can say, well, actually, that reminds me of God's faithfulness in this situation.
Right.
Like, this was not a, well, let's just hide these rocks in our pocket. Like, these are rocks that they had on their shoulders, right, that they were bringing out. It was
made a big pile.
It made a big pile for people to see.
Right. Yeah.
For people to see and to ask questions.
Yes.
And so that's challenging to us. Like,
It's a visual thing, whether that's a tradition you might have or even saying grace before a meal.
Yes.
That's not very status quo anymore.
Yeah.
That you stop and you give thanks. People see that and might ask why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are those things in your life that are visible representations of God's faithfulness to you that then will cause you, that when somebody asks, to share the gospel, to share yeah. God's faithfulness.
Yes.
Just like those rocks in the back seat. Well, why are these rocks here? They remind me of Mary. You know, why are those rocks on your desk? Well, they remind me of this really cool time that I had down east.
Yeah. You know what, Jen? That also reminds me about why it's important that we actually live in community and talk to other people who love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me of the story of John the Baptist. When he was imprisoned, and while he was imprisoned, he sent word to Jesus saying, "Are you the one we've been waiting for?" This was John the Baptist,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, he was in prison. He wasn't seeing what Jesus was doing. And Jesus sent word back to say, "Here's the evidence: the blind see, the lame walk.
Yeah,
here's what I'm doing. God is good."
Mm-hmm.
Just reminded him. Sometimes we need each other to remind us.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. so one of the questions we wanted to put out to you today is, what are those rocks, physical rocks in your life that remind you of God's faithfulness? Is it your wedding ring? As you touch your wedding ring, mm-hmm. do you go, wow, God has been faithful to us?
Mm-hmm. My mom said one time, when we had first come to Christ, so I was in my teens, and she read about the piles of rocks that the Israelites were asked to make. And she said, "Carrie, it would be so cool if we made a pile of rocks in our backyard every time we had like an encounter with God, or we saw him doing an amazing thing in our lives." She said, "Our whole backyard would be full." And she's right.
Yes.
When you stop and think about it.
When you stop and think, how do you go about sharing the encounters with Christ?
Mm.
Do you just sort of like tuck them in the back pocket? Or do you journal them out? Or do you make a physical reminder? Do you share it? Do you verbally share, "God answered my prayer"?
Right.
Or, "I was reading the scripture and he revealed this to me." Or, "He saved me from this accident." Like, are we vocal with what God is doing, right? Or do we just tuck, 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 and just sort of don't say anything?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, he's calling them to be visible. Put it out there. Put those signs, maybe it's a picture on the wall or a plaque, or maybe it's something at the, you know, he told the Israelites to write the Ten Commandments on their doorposts, right?
Okay.
So they would be visible to see them every day. Why? Because it reminds them of God's faithfulness.
Right.
So what are you doing in your life to remind yourself of God's faithfulness every day? On our mirror and on our microwave, it says, "Did you pray about it?"
Yeah. Which was here when we moved in.
Which is so cool. But it reminds us, oh yeah, because I've prayed about things in the past, I better pray about this too. Like,
yeah.
It serves as a reminder of God's faithfulness.
Yeah.
So we reflect in order to produce thanks, so we focus on God. But we also build these piles of rocks so that we reflect and become thankful and focus on who God is.
Mm-hmm. So maybe if you have a journal that you've been keeping, take this time this week and actually go through your journals.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderfully encouraging and sometimes terribly hilarious, depending on how old you were when you wrote them. But it can be really encouraging. So, Jen, why don't you pray for us just as we
sure.
wrap up?
Heavenly Father, I ask that you would help us to reflect well, that you would show us where you have moved in our lives, and that you would help us to be thankful. Help us to be thankful for who you are and your goodness to us. We thank you so much for the opportunity on the show to actually think through these things. And Lord, how the things that we learn even from talking right now are going to impact us even maybe later on this evening or tomorrow or the next day. And so, Father, you are awesome. I love the way that you work. Lord, we ask that you bless those who are watching today. We thank you for Category 5 and Robbie and his family. Would you watch over them and keep them safe? We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. You are an awesome, awesome God. Help us to remember you. And I pray this in the name of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week. NewEveryday.tv. Cheers, my friend. I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you.
And you.
And you.